This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Experts have confirmed over and over and over that leaving a bad situation can be daunting, especially because it involves stepping into the unknown. In today's Personal Power, we explore this and we look into situations where staying can hurt more than leaving. You know, it could refer to a job, a toxic friendship, or even a relationship. We're talking to relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy. Paula, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Welcome and to you and the listeners.
Paula, the question, should I go, should I stay, is probably the most asked question by people who have made a bad environment bearable for them, you know, in whatever way. But as an expert, how do you normally respond to someone who says to you, Paula, should I go or should I stay?
Yeah, it is a tough question that people often get stuck with and sit at that crossroads waiting and hoping that things are going to change when they're not necessarily going to, unless both parties make an intentional effort to shift and change the situation. It can have a serious negative impact on someone's mental, emotional, and even physical well-being.
And maybe let's look at the cost of staying in a bad environment. You know, it could be a job and you're like, you know, I'm not really happy. I have this bad treatment from whoever, or it'd be a financial thing. Or it could be a relationship. You're like, you know what? She's not bad, or he's not bad. He has his good days. She has her good days. But what's the real cost of staying in a bad environment, whether we are aware of it or not?
Yeah, So first of all, by staying in that environment, you're settling. You're kind of telling yourself that you deserve this. You deserve to be, you know, in an environment where your needs are not being met, or your value is not being seen, or you're not being treated with respect, a basic value. If it's a relationship and there's children involved, what you're teaching those children is that you know, your boundaries and your values are not important, and your needs are not important, and it's okay to sacrifice yourself at the cost of self. You start to lose your sense of self-worth, your sense of identity, your sense of self-worth. And the same applies in a work environment or a job environment. If you're not being stimulated and engaged and fulfilled on an intellectual level, you know, you're not growing and evolving. You're staying stagnant, and it's going to affect your morale. It's going to affect your motivation, and it's going to affect your productivity at the end of the day. And you're not going to be bringing your best version of yourself to the job.
Yeah. And then, Paula, sometimes there are people who decide to leave whatever situation, and then they find themselves regretting leaving their marriages or their jobs because they have that realization that actually the grass is not as green as I thought it would be in this side of town, you know, where I find myself. Is it normal to go through that, even if when you actually left, you felt and you knew 100% that this was a correct choice?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes people suffer from post-decision, you know, making, and where over time the negativity tends to kind of fall away as we reminisce or remind ourselves of the good times, and we can sometimes talk ourselves into that, you know, it wasn't so bad. You know, maybe there wasn't such a bad person or wasn't such a bad role. But it really depends on what did you do to make that decision. Did you do some deep self-introspective work? Did you look at what the value was from the relationship from both sides, you know, whether it was an employer or a romantic relationship? Was it equal in that, you know, you were both equally benefiting and that you were both, you know, getting your needs met? Or was it a one-sided relationship? And, you know, were you sacrificing yourself in the process? If your emotional needs are not being met and it's a one-sided and you're carrying the weight of the relationship, then it's not beneficial. It's actually taking from you. And that is not an equal relationship. It's, you know, both parties should be making an effort to shift the relationship and change it. And if you feel that you've done all of those things and nothing else could have been done and you walked away, then you made the right decision for yourself.
With these two groups, where does true healing begin? You know, for those who decide to leave and even for those who decide to stay.
Yeah, you know, true healing is when you can do that self-reflection and take the insights and the lessons from that experience and go, what did I learn about myself? What could I do differently next time that I don't end up in the same situation? Maybe it's my relationship patterns that I need to work on and my emotional availability, my communication skills, my conflict management skills. You know, and, you know, there's no problem in taking the good with you and remembering the good times and acknowledging those good times and the role that relationship played in your life. But moving on is when you start taking care of yourself in terms of your own self-care and healing and well-being and start, you know, recreating your own life, you know, learning new things, taking on new hobbies, new interests, new experiences, friendship circles, reconnecting with yourself. That's when true healing starts.
Yeah. All right, Paula, thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate your time this morning. That's a relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.